Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's teams manager. We've broken another unbeaten run there and come back again against the Scouse team to keep our Fortress Broaders Park run going.
Yeah, it was a tough game, but we come out good in the end. So I think some dodgy ref decisions, but that's down to the ref. But the girls played really well, really pleased with them at the end of the game, and we come out with the 3 points.
I was getting to panic a little bit once we were 3-2 up with about a quarter of an hour to go. They started getting back into it again, pushing our offside line and just getting high up against us again. I thought they might have got something back out of it.
Yeah, it's, you normally find that the last 5 or 10 minutes are the longest 5 or 10 minutes of your life, especially when you're in front and you need the good result. But to be honest, the team, obviously they beat us at theirs the other week, and obviously they've come out open for another 3 points. But the girls worked hard right to the final whistle. We normally find the last 5 or 10 minutes they do start getting a little bit lethargic, but they did well. They needed to do what they did, and we come out with a point. So absolutely brilliant.
So we played pretty well. Thankfully, it wasn't under the rain that seems to have been a few hours late. You can hear it on the roof here at Broaders Park now. That might have affected it, but I think we played the conditions well. And we started in front. They went 2-1 in front at half time, but we had a better second half.
Yeah, to be honest, in the dressing room, it's like we always sort of, I always ask the girls how they think the first half has gone. And the daft thing is, the girls know they were getting so frustrated that they know that they could have beat them in the first half. And they know exactly what they need to do. They know what they've got to do, and each individual does their bit. And it's so frustrating for them to see them in the dressing room where they know that little bit of extra hard work, instead of obviously dropping their head, keep their head up, work harder, and it gives us the results, and they know they can get the results.
So Ben was asking me at half time, he said, what would you change? I'm not really sure I'd change much, really, because we seem to be doing all the right things. You could see that we were just slightly unlucky, things weren't working perfectly, but we were going to get it at some point. You thought we'd come back.
Yeah, it's one of them that obviously we've got the subs on the bench, and even me and Jay, we have to look at, if we're going to make a substitution, will it make that difference? Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, because the girls are working so well together. It's like, if you change it, you know, will it actually upset what's working now? And that's something we've got to look at, obviously, game by game, really.
I did wonder when the substitution late on in the second half did occur. That seemed to be around the time when they seemed to come back at us. But, I mean, they'd have surged anyway at some point because they were losing.
That's it. It's obviously frustrating for them, again, because, you know, they beat us at theirs, and obviously they probably come down thinking they'll get the 3 points. So it's good that the girls have stepped it up, kept them obviously at bay, and it's good for them. It's good for the morale, good for their confidence, and it's 3 points really well deserved for them at the end. It was hard fought, and you know the Merseyrail, they weren't going to roll over for us, so we had to literally go right to the last minute.
No, you could see why they'd been on a 29 game unbeaten run prior to that, and realistically I think we should have beaten them at their place. We were, I can say, really unlucky there. But you can't just keep saying that, because it just sounds like bitterness. But I think we certainly deserve this one, though.
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of up to now for the away games. We've always had players obviously missing. And each player, it's like we tell the girls, we had a discussion the other day that we sort of tell the girls, each player themselves has their own little bit that they can sort of put to the party. And each player, they probably don't realise this, but you know we have to use that to our advantage. And we don't know really much about the teams we're playing apart from the stats, whereas they've got the advantage, obviously, for the good footage of each game, so they can watch that, they know how we play. So we have to sort of change it slightly, and hopefully they'll change and sort of follow us. But it is difficult week on week, and hopefully we sort of keep going, and we push and push. We keep the players that we need there every single week and get them playing. And we've just got to go for it at the end of the day.
So, start of a doubleheader against Warrington now. Firstly away and then back at home in a fortnight's time. They're about mid-table. I think let's hope we can keep the good run going now that we've gone unbeaten a little bit. Firstly, a win, a draw away, and then a win at home. Let's keep this run going, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully. Another 6 points in the bag.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers.